Mix 101.7. Now in our Saturday morning huddle, we have Sioux Central coach Brandon Goodchild to recap the Rebels 26-7 victory at Ridgeview, which was our area game of the week broadcast last night. Congratulations, coach. You led 6-0 at halftime, fell behind early in the second half, but battled back, finished strong, and a real nice one in the win column.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was a good win for us last night. You know, Ridgeview is a good team. They're big, physical up front, and they got good speed. So, you know, one of the things I was pleased with is our defense.
Yeah, as you should be, as we had unofficially you only allowing 134 yards in the game. As what made your defense do so well in your mind and really putting the clamps on the Raptors' offense?
Well, you know, I think a key part of the football game, that's both sides of the football, was our linemen. You know, defensively and offensively, they did a nice job up front controlling the line of scrimmage. You know, a little bit undersized compared to where we were going against. But, you know, that's a very important part of our program.
Well, Ridgeview made the first threat, starting at their 11-yard line, took it down to year one, had third and goal on the first play of the second quarter, but you stopped them there. And on the fourth down attempt as well, huge sequence. Tell us about those two plays from your perspective.
Yeah, and they're real big plays in the football game. They're you know, one of the things we stress in practice, and you know, in the preseason, and is you know, our defense has got to bend, but it can't break. And that was a, you know, an important part right there, and it showed that those guys are in it for the long haul.
And then what about that 95-yard drive you went on, eating up over 7.5 minutes off the clock, culminating in a Jake Hansen 5-yard touchdown run to give you the first score?
Right, you know, controlling the clock was another important part. We know we had to keep those Ridgeview to a low score to be in the football game. We knew that they could score at any point. And, you know, taking up a lot of clock there and physically going down, bringing it all the way down the field, you know, that helped a lot out in the football game there for us.
And that was the start of your clock domination. As I calculated, roughly, you had a 31-17 time of possession advantage.
All right. But, you know, Ben Hargens ran, he did a nice game. He ran hard. But up front, those guys also, they battled. And, you know, to battle that long, you know, wears on a defense. And, you know, and to keep our heads high there and continue to move, it's kind of important for us to move the football and move the sticks.
Yeah, Ben, 45 carries unofficially, 227 yards, your workhorse. After Ridgeview comes out to start the third quarter, goes on a touchdown drive to take the lead, you guys are forced to punt that, and then on the first play of their next drive, Blake Kavanaugh going airborne, a huge interception, really ended up turning the tide from there on out.
Right. Blake did a nice job there, you know, going up and getting the football in a crucial situation and in point in the game. And, you know, that was a big break there for us.
And then the next drive, you wind up taking it 42 yards for the score, which puts you ahead to stay. Ended in a Jake Gasperi 4-yard run. And before that, though, I think the play before that, you had a 4th-and-3 conversion at the 8-yard line, which put a circle around that one.
Right, you know, more props to the guys up front there. Not, you know, taking anything away from what Ben is doing back there in the backfield and all of our backs. You know, even Jake Gasperi had a nice game blocking back there. And he ran, when he ran the ball, he ran it very well. So, you know, total team effort all the way at both sides of the football.
Indeed, as Ben Hargens then with the touchdown runs of 19 and 1 yard to seal the deal for you on a critical district victory, your third in a row, coach, is now you have another big one in store next Friday hosting Hartley Melvin Sanborn. That ought to be a barn burner, and nice to know that you're in control of your own destiny.
Right, you know, and you know, every game this year has been a big game for us, so we're not going to treat it any differently. And you know, it's a good feeling to be in the mix still, this late in the season too.
Sioux Central 26-7 winners at Ridgeview last night, at home against HMS next Friday. Some comments from Rebels coach Brandon Goodchild. Thanks as always for the time, Brandon, and congrats on the win last night. Have a good weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ryan.